Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Maaser Sheni. Today we are learning Parak Dalet Mishnah Tes and Parak Dalet Mishnah Yud. Parak Dalet Mishnah Tes is going to be discussing the question of whether or not a person who finds a coin must be concerned that perhaps the coin was used to redeem Maaser Sheni and therefore can only be used for food in Yerushalayim. Says the Mishnah, Kol Hamos Hanimtzom Hari Elu Chulin. All coins that are found are used, are assumed to be unsanctified, they're chul, they're chul, and they're not considered to be Maaser Sheni. After all, we assume that because the majority of coins that you find are regular coins, so too the coins that you find here are considered to be regular coins as well. Afilu dinar zaha v'im ha-kesa v'im ha-maos. This is even true if you found a gold dinar together with one of a silver and one of copper coins, and you all find them in the same pouch. Someone might think, oh, maybe if they're all together in a pouch, they're being kept together for the purposes of Maaser Sheni. Comes the Mishnah to teach us, no, that we assume that all coins that are just found by themselves, even in a pouch together, are assumed to be regular coins and not coins of Maaser Sheni. However, we're about to learn an exception to this rule, though. The Mishnah says, Matza b'sochan cheresh v'kosov alav Maaser. But if a person found among these coins in the pouch a piece of pottery with the word Maaser written on it, hareza Maaser. Then it is assumed that these coins are in fact Maaser Sheni coins. Before, we just assumed they're regular coins because we have no simon, we have no sign that they might be Maaser Sheni coins. But if we find an earthenware or a pottery piece of clay that says Maaser on it, then we can assume that the coins in fact are Maaser Sheni coins. Continuing now with Parak Dalet Mishnah Yud, the previous mission that we just learned discussed a pouch of coins that contain a note where Maaser is written on it. Now we're going to discuss similar types of cases to that. Says the Mishnah, Hamotze Kli V'Kosov Alav Carbon. If a person finds some sort of a container on which the word carbon is written. Now, while carbon could mean a sacrifice, an animal they are slaughtering in the Beis HaMikdash, the word carbon could also mean hakdish. This is something that was designated, that was donated to the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, what's the halacha in such a case? Rabbi Yehuda says that it depends on what the container was made out of. Im haya shel cheres, if it was made out of earthenware, of like a pottery, huchulin. So we assume that the container itself is chulin, is unsanctified. Umasha besocha carbon. However, that which is in the earthenware, within the earthenware container, that's considered to be hektish, that's considered to be holy, that's considered to be sanctified, belonging to the Beis HaMikdash. The assumption is that if it's of cheres, if the container is earthenware, then no one's going to actually donate something that's so lowly, that's so inexpensive, like an earthenware vessel, to the Beis HaMikdash. Never, the container is considered to be chulin, but that which is in the container is considered to be hektish. V'im haya shel matachas, but if the container was made of metal, which people sometimes would sanctify and donate to the Beis HaMikdash, hu carbon, that itself, the metal container, is considered to be hektish, belonging to the Beis HaMikdash, u'mashe besocho chulin. But that which is in the metal container is considered to be chulin. We assume that only the metal container, according to Rabbi Huda, is a hektish, and the contents within the container are considered to be chul, or considered to be regular. However, the Chacham disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. Amru lo, the Chacham said to him, Ein derech b'nei adam lihiyos kons and chulin lekarbon. It is not typical for people to put the non-holy items into holy items. Therefore, according to the Chacham, both the metal container and that which is in the metal container are both considered to be holy, are both considered to be hektish, and as the Bartanura pointed out, the halacha is like the chachamim. So if there's a metal container that says carbon on it, we assume that not only the metal container belongs to hektish, but the contents in the metal container belong to hektish as well. Quick review, Parak Dalet Mishnah Tes taught us that if you just find coins on the street, you can assume that they are regular chulin coins, even if you find them all together in a pouch. Unless, however, the pouch specifically says Meiser, then obviously if there's going to be a sign that shows, that indicates that it might be Meiser, then we're going to assume that those coins are Meiser, and therefore they can only be used to purchase food in Yerushalayim. And then Perek Dalet Mishnah Yud discussed the case where a person finds various types of kelim, various utensils in the street, and it says Karban on them. So the question is, can we assume the containers that belong to the Beis HaMikdash? Do we assume that the contents in the container belong to the Beis HaMikdash? So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it depends on the material of the container. If it is earthenware, if it's a pottery type of material, then we assume that the pottery itself is considered to be chulin, belonging to a regular person. It's not Beis HaMikdash, but that which is in it is considered to be Hektish, is considered to be belong to the Beis HaMikdash. But if it's a metal, says Rabbi Yehuda, then the container is considered to belong to the Beis HaMikdash, but that which is in the container is considered to be chulin regular. However, the Chacham who he passed might disagree and say no, that when it comes to metal vessels, both the container is considered to be Hektish, belong to the Beis HaMikdash, and the items within and contained within the metal container are thought to belong to the Beis HaMikdash as well. However, according to the Chacham, in the case of an earthenware container forever, the Chacham would agree with Rabbi Yehuda that we assume that only the contents are sacred or holy, but not the container itself, because again, no one would actually donate a container of earthenware pottery to the Beis HaMikdash because of how lowly and cheap and inexpensive it is. Have a great day.